Good afternoon. I am Joyce Helmick, President of the Mississippi Association of Educators. I stand before you today as an educator in the Mississippi Public Schools, where I have spent the past 37 years teaching English to the students in the state across many districts. I stand before you today representing over 34,000 educators who have dedicated their lives to teaching in this great state of Mississippi. We have come here today for a great cause. We exercise our right to gather together to show our strong support for our public schools, our educators, and our children. As we stand in this historic place, hand in hand, side by side, we also celebrate the life of a courageous man who would be proud to see what he would see right here, right now. In the words of this man, this courageous man who led a change in the history of our nation, now is the time to open the doors of opportunity for all God's children. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and a host of other leaders of all races and creeds who fought against adversity to make a difference for themselves and for their families and for their communities and most of all for the future of their children. They have given us courage on this day to have a dream and courage to overcome. We dream of a state where all our citizens work together for a better future. So we must overcome the obstacles that prevent our growth. We dream of better, stronger communities. So we must overcome continuous criticism of our community schools, which does nothing but hold us back and cripple the efforts of educators across this great state. We dream of better schools. So we must overcome and put to an end continuous cuts to public education. We must join with and support our lawmakers who are standing strong for fully funding of our public schools so that all of our children have the same opportunity of a great public education. We dream of every classroom having a highly qualified educator. So we must overcome and put an end to low salaries that discourage the best and brightest entering and remaining in the classroom. We dream of greater gains in student improvement so that one day as we watch our children walk hand in hand across the playgrounds, and eventually to the graduation stage, we have the greatest confidence that they are prepared to succeed and be a productive part of their communities, their nation, and their state. We must overcome and put an end to the lack of resources, overcrowded classrooms, and poor compensation for our educators. Mississippi cannot afford to regress. Mississippi's future depends upon our success today in the halls and the classrooms of our schools, as well as in the halls and the great rooms of this building. This is why MAE is asking you to care. Mississippi students And teachers need elected officials, parents, community leaders, and business leaders to care, confirm a raise for educators. We need to ask our lawmakers in the House and the Senate to care. We need them to join hands with educators, community leaders, parents, and all our partners and stakeholders to ensure we overcome low salaries and underfunding of our public schools. We thank Speaker Philip Gunn for speaking out for a teacher pay raise. We applaud and thank our legislative friends, educators, parents, concerned citizens, and partners who have fought alongside MAE for full funding of our schools and a pay raise for our teachers. So today, here in this historic place, on this historic day, let us stand shoulder to shoulder to make history. As we hear from passionate educators and friends who have come here because of Dr. King's dream and to help us overcome low salaries and underfunding of our public schools. Thank you. Today, we are honored to have the following speakers. Senator Kenneth Wayne Jones, Chair of the Legislative Black Caucus. Martin Palomo, Parent, Rankin County. General Missionary Baptist State Convention President, Dr. Isaac Jackson, Jr. Carol Redfield Mims, an educator. Cassandra Welchland, parent from Hinds County. Representative Bobby Moak, NAACP Mississippi State Conference President Derek Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. I'm gonna be as brief as I can. Speaking on behalf of the Mississippi Legislative Black Caucus, we support teacher pay raise 100%. We support fully funding our education system 100%. Our numbers are growing, the support is growing, but we need all of you who support education in Mississippi, who say you are a teacher in the great state of Mississippi, to write, email, text, and let your legislators know that you are looking and you are looking closer. All right. If the state of Mississippi can tell us now that it's not the time, we'll be looking and we will be looking hard. Martin Luther King had a dream today, and our dream is simply give our teachers a pay raise in our great state. Thank you.
I'm Martin Palomo. I am not a politician. I'm not an educator. I'm just a parent, just like a lot of other guys out here. I'm standing here before you today to talk about things that are important to me. One of those things is making sure that our education system is fully funded, that we shouldn't be cutting from the budget and shorting the schools and shorting our children, because ultimately it's our children that get hurt. It's not anyone else that get hurt. This is about them. This isn't about us. So I'm urging our legislators, I'm urging us to talk out, be heard, say, hey, stop the cutting. $1.3 billion is what I believe it was past 6 years. That's a huge number. I kind of just did some nerd work and some rough math. And That number spread over 6 years for the amount of teachers we have in Mississippi would have been about $6,000 a year extra that could have gone, if nothing else, into our teachers' pockets. Our children are the future. We need to invest in those. I have two young ones in the public school systems in Rankin County. I want them to have the best education that we can possibly give them. And that starts by not cutting out funding from education. So in order to do that, we do need to urge our legislators to stand on our side. We should have smaller classrooms. There shouldn't be classrooms with 30-plus children per teacher. We should be able to hire more teachers to keep those numbers small. That way our children get the intimacy that they need to be educated and helped. Another thing is beefing up our current technology. Why not have technology in our children's classrooms? Everyone else is using it. Why shouldn't our kids be learning how to use it too? Give them the tools. Let's give them the resources that they need to be successful. One of the things that I also discovered was our teachers are not very adequately compensated on a national level. About number 43 is where Mississippi fell, and that's just terrible. Although I know there are states like New York, New Jersey, that take very good care of their teachers, they get paid almost double what Mississippi teachers get paid. So let's use some of the funding that we're cutting to compensate our teachers. It's kind of like I was thinking about this as this is a two-legged beast. Think about a marathon runner that's racing. By not funding education, we're kind of taking away one of their legs and saying, hey, finish this race. It's possible, but it's difficult. Not adequately compensating our teachers makes them make tough decisions. Do I do what my heart tells me to do, or do I go where the money is? A lot of teachers go where the money is, and when that happens, we're taking away that second leg. Ask someone to finish a marathon without either leg. It's not impossible, but it's very improbable. So today, I just stand here before you as a parent advocating for teachers, advocating for our children, and advocating that our legislature stop cutting the funding for education.
Good evening. I wanted to say it all, but since I'm limited to 2 minutes, I want to say I'm proud to be an educator. As an educator, I am dedicated to my profession. I am an intelligent young lady and could have chosen any field that I wanted to, but I chose to teach. I chose to teach because it is what I was called to do. I spend countless hours on weekends preparing for lessons that are rigorous, yet engaging, and hope that my students are excelling academically. In fact, this is a common practice for teachers throughout this state. Up until recently, I was a single mother of three, and because of the pay scale, I had to take on a second job in order to provide for my family. This was a choice that I had to make. In fact, it was a choice. It was not much of a choice as much of a necessity for me to provide financially for my family. In turn, working a second job took time away from my family and prevented me from having the time to adequately plan for my students, who I love dearly. So I'm here today to support an across-the-board raise so that teachers like myself can spend less time worrying about their financial circumstances and spend more time focusing on what's important, effectively educating our children. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm usually up here at the Capitol quite a lot and in the community advocating for other children and other issues in the community. But today I'm here as Mom Cassandra, who has three children, and two of those children have disabilities. And one has a severe speech-language disability. And I count on her teachers every day. I wouldn't and she would not be able to have the kind of support that she needed, that me and my husband need, had it not been for those teachers. And we're talking about special education teachers. Special education teachers that require a lot of certification. Special education teachers that require a lot to deal with kids that have special learning differences. And so I need my teachers. I need Ms. Carges. I need Ms. Manley. I need Ms. Pittman for Zaya Brooke Welchlin. And so I want to ask you all to please support that teacher pay raise. I don't want them to leave. Zaya has to be at Johnson Elementary School for four more years, maybe even 5 more years. And it's important that she has the right kind of support that she needs. And so I'm asking you to do it for Zaya Brooke Welchlin to keep my teachers there at her school. Thank you.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm Bobby Moak, and I'm from Bogachetta, and I'm proud to serve on that end of the hall in the Mississippi House of Representatives.
All right.
Now, look, we just had a nice rally outside for MAEP, full funding. You know, we're all for that. We're all for getting money back in the classrooms for supplies. But probably what I see the signs around, what most of you are here for today, is to make sure teachers get a pay raise. First of all, thank you all for coming out here today on behalf of myself and all of us, but especially my colleagues who serve in the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisles, and I know a lot of them are standing in the audience and standing behind, so they just raise their hands to let you know that they are here for you today. Now, many of us are old enough to have stood with you on this issue before, and we have been successful. And the way for success is for you to be here like you are today. Now look, I'm proud that everybody on both sides of the aisle says that they are for an across-the-board pay raise. Everybody's on board for that. But the question in my mind, in our mind, in your mind is, what is that pay raise amount? Now, it has got to be significant. Now, our colleague and good friend, Steve Holland, is not here today. He had to attend 5 funerals. Of course, he is an undertaker, but he expresses his regret at not being able to be here. But during last session on the House floor, when we saw a piece of legislation come up dealing with teachers and salaries, Steve Holland got up out of his chair and offered an amendment for a $5,000 across the board pay raise. And that passed in the Mississippi House of Representatives. The reason he did that is because it was significant. And look, I'm the Democratic leader in the House, but it wasn't just Democrats who were on board with that amendment. It was folks from both sides of the aisle. And that's the way that amendment passed, folks, and that's the way you will have to get what you want by reaching across the aisle and working with everybody to make sure that that happens. But the one thing that we know is in your mind is, what is significant pay raise? So believe me, we're not forgetting about that. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you, well, we don't know how we're going to pay for that. It's not in the budget. Last year, we, and I was a part of it, and many of us were, voted for pieces of legislation that gave big business and industry tax credits and grant programs and everything else. And MAE right here can tell you how many corporations are not paying their fair share of taxes. And if that happened, you would see an easy slide for an across-the-board pay raise that is very, very significant. Now, what we're asking you to do for us is to work for it. We're going to work for you, but we have to have you working for yourselves and working alongside of us. See, it's easy for us to go in both of these chambers and tell our colleagues, vote for this. But you know what? They don't really understand it from us. So what you have to do is put it to them in a language that they do understand. If you think you can do that, you're going to have to do that, and you're going to have to get out busy and to make it happen. So look, folks, 7 years is long enough for you to lag behind our other southern states without having a significant pay raise. This is the year to do it. So let's all get together, get busy, and work together and make that happen this year.
First of all, I want to thank the Mississippi Association of Educators for inviting the NAACP to stand with them today. There is no greater economic development tool than investment in education. There is no greater economic development tool than investment in education. And until the state of Mississippi changes policy, we will continue to be last. You show me a state that is growing. You show me a state that are attracting jobs. You show me a state where children are placed first. I will show you a state that value their teachers. Yeah. We must invest in our teachers. What's unfortunate with the policy that has been advanced today, it is about evaluating teacher and providing merit pay. And my real question for legislators, the governor, lieutenant governor today, what would happen if we gave you merit pay? Would you receive a pay raise? The state of Mississippi today ranked 51st in education behind the District of Columbia and all 49 other states. We only rank that way because we have disinvested in education. We refuse to fully fund state policy that was adopted in 1997. We have refused to support the very future of this state, and that is our young people. We have refused to invest in our workforce called our teachers, and yet we say we support the future of Mississippi. I submit that the state policymakers believe that if we cheapen the value of a degree in education, that if we profit off of children, that if we give corporate giveaways to other people, somehow we will miraculously become a better state. But there is no evidence in that, because over the last 7 years, we are losing more teachers than individuals who are entering the profession. Teach for America cannot fix the problem. Charter schools will not reverse the trend. Providing vouchers would not provide quality education for all children, and tax credits are not the answer. We should increase teacher pay, we need to fully fund MAEP, and we need to invest in our future if this state is to be a better state. The NAACP, we stand with teachers today, we will stand with you tomorrow to ensure that this state become the state for all children to receive a quality education. Thank you very much.
I just want to take a minute to thank the Federation of Democratic Women for all that they have done and come out and supported us today. Thank you. Now, folks, educators, friends of education, and lawmakers who are joining us. Just let us put it in a language that everyone will understand. Do you care about students?
Yes!
We care! Do you care about teachers?
Yes!
We care! Do you care about the future of Mississippi?
Yes! We care!
Now, take this message, we care, to our lawmakers and tell them to fund the CARE Act. Confirm a raise for educators. Confirm a raise for educators. Confirm a raise for educators. Thank you.